This is Rekha from Kalpataru Consulting. In our previous episode, you came to know what is PMO and the different forms of PMO. In this episode, you are going to know about project phases. When a project is big and complex, for easier management, planning and control of the work, the project would be divided into phases. Again, the number of phases depends upon the project complexity and industry. For example, an IT project can be divided as requirement collection, design, development, testing, and implementation. A construction project can be divided into design, construction, and occupancy. Phases means logical division of project. Each phase has specific objective and deliverable. At the end of each phase, deliverable is handed over to the next phase. In our IT project, the requirements collection phase will have the deliverable as the requirements documentation, and this would be handed over to the next phase, that is the design phase. And this design phase will have the deliverable as the design document, and that would be handed over to the development, and it goes on till the final app is being developed. Phases can happen in three ways: sequential, iterative, and in a overlapping way. First, let's see the sequential phases. Which means the next phase can start only after the completion of the previous phase. In our construction project, the design phase has to be completed and then only we can start the construction phase. And only after the completion of the construction phase, the next phase, the occupancy phase, can be started. The second phase type is the iterative one. In this case, more than one phase is being performed at the same time. In our IT project, requirements collection and design can be done at the same time, starting the basic designing work beforehand. And the third type, overlapping phase type. In this case, one phase starts before the prior phase completes. In our IT project, development and testing can be done in this way. Testing starts well before the completion of the development phase. As I mentioned earlier, each phase has an objective and a deliverable. At the end of each phase, there is a review to compare the deliverable of that phase with the objective and the plan of the respective phase. This review at the end of each phase is called as phase review. The other names to it are stage gate, kill point, phase entrance, or phase exit. A decision has to be taken at the phase review based on the results of the review. The various possibilities of decisions are: 1. Okay, everything is fine, let's continue to the next phase. The second possibility, let's continue the next phase with some modification. The third possibility is maybe the result did not happen as expected, so let's end the project with this phase itself and let's not proceed further. The fourth possibility, maybe the current phase has not been completed and we cannot move to the next phase. So let's remain in the current phase, complete it and then move on. The fifth possibility is there may be some issues in the current phase itself, hence we need to repeat the current phase again. So these are the five possible decisions which may be taken at the phase review. Now you would have understood what is project phase and its details. Listen to my next episode to know about project life cycle. Thank you for listening to this episode on what is project phase and about its details.